So close your eyes, get into a state of receptivity. Put your attention on your right eye. Visualize a laser beam of white light entering the right eye. We're just going to clean up the sensory organs right now. So this beam of light is going to pierce the right eye and feel it like a laser beam surgery, cleaning up the negativity that you take in through vision. Feel the energy of that bright white light cleaning up the right eye. Now move to the left eye. Again, a bright white light, laser beam, pierces the left eye and, like laser surgery, cleans it up, cleans up the negative. Energies that you've been seeing in your life. Those energies are always bombarding. And the energy comes in the form of thought forms. So both eyes now are cleaned up. We'll move into the right eardrum. A laser beam pierces the right eardrum, goes into the inner ear. It's cleaning up everything you've heard that is not fulfilling, rewarding, or favorable for you. It's like laser surgery. Once it's beaming on it, it's gone. Now move to the left eardrum. Receive the light piercing the left eardrum, penetrating into the inner ear. Feel yourself becoming more balanced. As the laser beam cleans up the negative energy that you've heard coming through words or sounds that are harmful. Once the light hits it, it's gone. Now move to the right nostril. The light shines up through the right nostril, cleaning up the air or prana, life force, that moves through the right nostril. It is that which revitalizes the whole body, mind, and soul. So the air is gross that we breathe. It's a gross form. We need air to breathe, to support ourselves. The prana is the subtle form. It's the life force. Feel that energy moving through the right nostril, and then the white light zaps any pollution or negative energies that we've picked up that are affecting our life force in the right nostril. Now the left nostril, the beam of light enters, moves up, pierces the left nostril. Cleaning up all the energies affecting the prana or the life force in the left nostril. you might start to feel the third eye being activated, which is the point where the two nostrils meet on your forehead between your two eyebrows. That's okay. Then go into the tongue. Feel the tongue from front to back, side to side. And now the light is hitting the tip of the tongue, the middle of the tongue, the back of the tongue into the tonsils. Cleaning up any spoken words that you wished you didn't say, that are not going to give you beneficial results in your life. Even though you may feel you needed to say them, even if you didn't speak them out loud, but you thought them, you can't think without your tongue. So we're going to remove all unnecessary thinking or unproductive thinking. Or thinking that creates destructive behavior. It's laser surgery. Thoughts come, they're zapped, and they're gone. Now the whole mouth lights up, the teeth, the cheeks. Feel the cheeks relaxing, the jaw is relaxing. It's not holding that energy. Now as that expands, that light expands, it's lighting up the whole head. The face is lit up. The brain is lighting up. And with that, the rest of the body begins to light up. Because the brain tells the body what to do. Feel the skin even lighting up, glowing. From head to toe, a scan of light is moving up and down the body. Now move into the base of the spine. We're going to go inward more. More internally and activate the subtle body. The base of the spine, the tailbone, is where Ganesha's energy lies, so we can remove obstacles on our internal path and balance the energies. As they come up, they can be released. Any blocks can be dissolved. Any pain can be relieved. Om Gam Ganapataye Namah. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now feel the energy going really deep into the spine, the spinal column. The energy moves up the spine, pierces all the chakras as it's going up, activating them. It's a very thin tube of light. Allow the energy and your focus and your awareness to be sucked in to this thin tube of light, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move into the throat. Ma. Up to the third eye, spot between the two eyebrows. O. Base of the spine. Na. Navel. Ma. Heart. She. Throat and mouth. Va. The two eyes and the two brains. Ya. Now feel the energy of the goddess Saraswati. White light. Merging with your energy field. Om Aim Saraswati Namaha. Om Aim Saraswati Namaha. Om Aim Saraswati Namaha. Saraswati, the goddess of higher education, wisdom, knowledge, music, arts, writing, creation, dancing. Is now merging with your energy from head to toe. Feel the white light. Feel the thin tube of light coming alive, enlivening the chakras. dancing energy from head to toe. This archetype or divine being is clothed in white flowing gowns. She's riding a white swan, sitting on a white swan. She's holding a vina or a guitar, creating music for your soul. She's holding some rosary beads or mala beads, prayer beads. Giving you the ability to have sweet speech. To yourself and others. Now we'll invoke Sucharita Saraswati, the goddess of the golden age, to help you with technology, to give you a higher education in the ability to use technology to your advantage. So that you can communicate with others more efficiently and effectively. She also brings wisdom of higher realms and integrates that into your world. Whatever it is that you are doing in your life. Om Aim Sucharita Saraswati Namaha. Om Aim Sucharita Saraswati Namaha. Om Aim Sucharita Saraswati Namaha. Feel the wisdom of the ages, of the ancients, the ancient teachings pouring through you. Filling you up with knowledge that will help to navigate in your lives with more grace and ease, deepen your spiritual practices so you can use that energy in your life, bringing more joy, more creativity, more intelligence, super intelligence. And now we'll call on the goddess Anuradha Kramana Saraswati. To help you to create in your life the highest teachings of the Golden Age, where you will easily understand technology. You'll be able to write, communicate, mediate divinity in your everyday life. The education of the highest will come to yourself and to the children of the world. The generation that is growing now to bring in a better reality on this earth plane. Om Aim Anuradha Kramana Saraswatye Namaha. Om Aim Anuradha Kramana Saraswatye Namaha. Om Aim Anuradha Kramana Saraswati Namaha. Feel the goddess energy from head to toe swirling around you, enlivening you with creativity, passion, compassion, wisdom, higher intelligence, super intelligence, a better understanding of integrating science and technology into your everyday life. Sweet speech, joy in all your conversations with yourself and others. Music, song, and dance. Food for the soul. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to your environment, peace to the world, peace to the universe. Relax and just let go. You can slowly, slowly come back to yourselves. You can keep your eyes closed if that feels right to you. And enjoy the goddess energy moving through you. Feeling more balanced and harmonious. And slowly, slowly come back to your surroundings, to your body awareness.